Hello, my name's David Burns of the Assessment Register, and welcome to our podcast. Today, we're going to be talking about EN 1090, not the whole thing, but just some snippets, because there's been a bit of confusion out there. So let's make it very, very clear once and for all. The Construction Products Regulation, remember, is the legal framework. CE marking is a legal requirement for structural steel products, and of course, many other products. The CE marking itself is facilitated by a non-legal standard, which is EN 1090. The EN 1090 is the auditing standard used by notified bodies. However, the notified bodies, when auditing, and make this absolutely clear, when auditing small to medium-sized or large fabrication welding companies involved with structural steel, but do not have design within their scope, will be audited against section 6.3 within EN 1090-1. Now, if you look at 6.3, it obviously includes design, but I must say, most companies that we deal with, I have to say, do not include design within their scope. Just to recap, when you're looking at your declaration of performance in support of the CE mark, you're going to be looking at Annex ZA1. Now again, let's make this absolutely clear. As a fabrication company and a welding company within the supply chain, you have a duty to comply with the contract obligations and technical specification issued to you by your customer. If your customer in law, which is deemed the manufacturer because they're the one placing product onto the market under the Construction Products Regulation, if they do not include all the information on the technical specification, yes, you can ask to have some gaps plugged if you so wish, but if they choose not to give you all the information, you are, that's you, the FPC, the non-design fabrication welding company, you are only obliged to work to the contract specification given to you. Now, you might think, well, how does that become CE marked? Well, it's quite simple. You issue a declaration of performance certificate against Annex ZA1 and you include the term NPD, no performance determined. So it's absolutely clear to the organisation, the customer, or the people that use your product that you've made and manufactured and fabricated through your FPC, you're making it very clear by your declaration of performance certificate, i.e. the clues in the name, the declaration, you are declaring the NPD will apply to certain elements of the Declaration of Performance Certificate because you've not been given that information by your customer. So therefore, your Declaration of Performance will be linked solely and wholly to the contract specification, i.e. the information and data provided to you from your customer. This is not you being illegal in any way. It means you're complying to the contract obligation under the Construction Products Regulation. And the grand finale of all of this is that your customer is the one placing the product on the market under their brand, okay? So it's their name, ultimately, that's on that product. The declaration of performance can only be detailed to the level necessary for the product. Now, I hope that makes everything clear. But one final thing. The rule is the last exchanges of monies within the supply chain when it comes to CE marking and the Construction Products Regulation is the one that's legally liable for placement of that product onto the market. Okay. Now, if you, as the fabrication welding FPC, are further back down the supply chain, you can only work with what you had. And finally, of course, you're going to apply all due diligence to your product because you're technically competent and the notified body that comes to visit you will be auditing you against the contract specification and your compliance to that contract specification. They cannot force and bounce you into doing things that the customer hasn't actually asked you to do. So there we are. I hope that clears things up. Remember, declarations of performance can only be compliant with the technical specification that you've been given. If you don't have design in the scope, then you simply apply NPD, no performance determined, within these sections of the Declaration of Performance Certificate. And as you're aware, that's signposted from Annex ZA1. Okay, thank you very much for listening.